Marcel, welcome. The first time you will have a sermon here in this church, that is good, and I will pray for you. Thank you, Father in heaven, that Marcel will tell your words for the first time in this church and take us into your word and give your word to us, what you gave him, and that we may learn from you and help us that we will lift up our hearts to you and build us up. Maybe you have a special message for us, that you will take your fire, that we are fire and flame for you, and that we may have freedom. And I ask also for freedom for the speaker in Jesus' name. Marcel. Here I am now, for the first time. I am exciting. God has spoken to me, and the elders has asked me to speak here. And thank you, elders, that what do you want me to speak? You are evangelize a lot, and maybe you can encourage the church. I love to speak about the Spirit of the Lord. And God will show us how he can help us all, that the church will not look upon themselves, but look upon the world and into the world and go into the world. I will. 2 Kings 6. Verse 1-7. 1 Kings 6. 1 Kings 6. Oh, not too heavy, not too fast. 1 Kings 6. In the 480th year after the Israelites had come out. No, that is not this. 2 Kings. Okay, 2 Kings 6. Okay, sorry. And Elisha should help a man who was cutting a tree, and the iron axe fell into the water. And the man of God asked, where did it fall? When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it here, there, and made it a iron float. Lift it out, he said. And I think that we may go on new grounds and new things to do, just as Elisha did. In the first place, how beautiful it is that God's Spirit is filled people from the north to the south of the country. And I may be on the streets on the streets in Holland, in this country, and especially young people will come, and they do the word. They read the word, and they do what the word says, and God will bring wonders and miracles. And what God gives to young people will also give the same things to elder people. God doesn't see upon your age. God is for all people, all normal people, to change the world, just as Abraham. And we will have the same blessing as Abraham has. And I will take you to the word of God. That is important. There came people under 25 years old, and in Tilburg there came a preacher, and he went to a Bible school again, and he, God touched him, and he preached with miracles, and spirit was filled people, but their people didn't change themselves. And then there came young people, and they gave their lives to Jesus. And they went out, and young people in Tilburg came into this church, and there were 80 people baptized, young people. And it is not only for that church, but also here. It is for the whole Holland, for the whole world. And he called, Jesus calls us and will change the world. One thing I also will say, I may come from the abroad to here in Holland, back in Holland. And when you see that Jesus is discussing, there is a many discussing it between people about the word of God. We are divided in the church, and we may change us and go into the world. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. And light is the most fast thing there is. It goes in 1 second 200,000 kilometers. That is, and we will be conquerors. And the church must go into the world. The world does not go into the church, but we will change it. In many places, there are praying places in hotels, in airplanes, etc. But we do not use them. And Holland is a Christian country from the beginning, but not anymore. In a short time, all the members of the church disappeared. Most of the people came into the church to consume, but not to be active. In the church there are many things to do, but there are no people, and that is no good. In India, we we may lay hands upon people who would work in the church, apostles and preachers, and everybody. And everybody was blessed with the blessing of the Lord, and we may go back to that. In the New Testament, God says, at the first day that Peter preached the word, many people came to faith. 5,000 men were, many thousands of peoples came to the Lord. Suddenly, repent and be baptized, Peter said, and many, many came. We will change the world, set upside down the world. It will be better when we are going into the harvest. How many people hear the word of God? As I look to the moving of God, that Christians go on to the street, we may be happy, but the axe was falling into the water. And I think that we may go back to the five people, the five things God will give to the church. How many churches are built up one man? It is the plan of God that we go back to the Bible, and we will see apostles and prophets. And you see that people go to on the street. We see communities in the houses, that they are coming together in houses, and there come new churches and new communities. The old things became new. And when the head of the axe came back, and Moses got the message in Marah, with the water was bitter, the people of Israel wanted to drink water, and God says to Moses, put a wooden stick in the water, and the water will be healed, will be clean again. And that is something same of the cross of Jesus, who hang on the cross, but he stand up from the dead. And that have Matthew 28, and Jesus came and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Amen. So it is this. Jesus gives us this commandment. Go and preach the gospel. And when the church is weak and they pray and they go out again and they pray for power to go anew to the streets and to the people. And 2 Kings 6 verse 3 says that Elisha gick with him. And Jesus, the God says also, I will give the Comforter, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and he will say, when there are two or three that are together, I am in the midst, and it is the Holy Spirit, this is in us, within us. And so I will go to Ephesians 4. What is an apostolical team? And what is the work that we have to do? The church of an apostle? Who will you have an apostolic team? Ephesians 4, verse 11. We start with. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, so to prepare God's people for works in of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will not be longer infants, tossed back and forth by waves and blows here and there by every wind and of teaching, or by the cunning of craftiness and of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him to the whole body, joined and held together by even supporting ligaments, grows and built itself up in love, as each part does its work. It will be built up itself in love. The love of God, the fruit we gave from God. The fruit we will get from Jesus Christ. What he says in 1 Corinthians. Then we will recognize that all this is from God, and we will go with the blowing wind of the Lord. That we will be adults, no children anymore, not infants. We will not have so many parties within the church or in the politics. We will be united. At apostolic team. First, apostle, the ambassador from God. He may be the boss. An apostle is an apostle, and he is going to the church. The prophet speaks the word of God to the community, to the church. The teacher, he will instruct, give instructions from God. The evangelists is the word, is gives the word to the world, and the pastor or the elder, these are managers and leading the church, protect the church, that they will lead the church and give active words to the church. This is the apostolic teams, and it's just as a hand, that we can move by hand many things and by our fingers, and will you may take the freedom of your hands to do things. And the apostolic team is the hand of the church. When you take off the pink or your thumb, then you cannot use your hand fully. We must have the whole service to the church, from apostle to the teacher. What says Ephesians 4, verse 12. That is the meaning of God with the apostolic team that is said here, that the meaning is that they give the holy training to from God to the church, to speak the words of God, to build up the church, and that we may pure for Him in unity. There are three kinds of unities. That is a unity, to be united with God, is the first thing. And then united together as a community or different communities, when we are united, it will end in the love of God, and it will not stand in between us. When there are three kinds of unities, that you will know that Jesus Christ is God and is part of the three united God, Father, Son, and Spirit. We must be united by the Spirit. And the third one is what Paul said, to be united as one body in Christ. You can read it in 1 Corinthians 12. Then this five men, apostles to teachers, can be unite the church again in balance to God, between love and truth. Many people says God is love, but God is also a righteousness, and He judges the people, and we need Jesus Christ to come in balance from love to judgment. From we must go to God by Christ. The church will be efficient, not only inside but out to the outside. And then bring people into the church. And we are responsible together. But these five These five people, apostles to the teachers, can help us thereby. That is the task of these people, to make unity. Apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. And they will bind us together in the Holy Spirit, the whole apostolos. It means that somebody is healthy. If Jesus says apostles, he looks to the Roman Empire. We must go into the Roman Empire to change this. So you must go into a empire to make God's message into the world. An apostle is sent by the Father to build up the church. The apostle is all, he says. A prophet and an evangelist. And a pastor. We need these five people in the church. That is from the heart of God. The Holy Spirit will give pastors and teachers and leaders. He gives teachers an instruction. Jesus has all the five in himself. And we may be in Christ. As the apostle is on his place, and the church will also be apostolic church, something like that. An apostle and the prophet are the fundaments. For the fundamental things. And so they may work together to take the people from the streets into the church. That's important. Belangrijk. What is most important, that the apostolic team is a middler between God and the church. and everything will be leaded by this team from elders and deacons, etc. And the fourth, the life cycle of an apostle. I will give more impression to the apostle, but that is that we have lost from the Acts on 2 Kings 6. A apostle has power, and he have to use his power from God in the church, and he has the leadership through prayer and worshiping. He get a church and may lead the church, and he tells the message through the Holy Spirit. And the apostle leads his church and build the church up. God uses everything, but this is the fundament. We see it around us that apostles who have a leadership in the church will grow. The apostle have a blauwdruk. I will see what that means. He has the blueprint, he says, from the church, how the church should be. He is the leader. The apostle is the leader. And he knows people. From the Spirit he has given this call. And in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then work of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts and administration. Understand? First apostle, second prophets, third teachers, and then miracles, workers, etc. These gifts are with the apostle, with the prophet and the teacher, and the work of miracles are the gifts of administration. Okay. And that was in the first church, they had these things, and there was power, and I will say one thing: God is above all supernatural, when you not will see the wonders and miracles, how then can you believe in Jesus Christ? But he came also with miracles, wonders and signs. He stood up out of the dead. That was the biggest miracle. And the women can take back their positions. God is supernatural, natural. The apostle has the blueprint, and the prophet is to make free, to make prophesies, and the teacher is for the education of the church. And the shepherd must heal the church, and his evangelist goes out in the world, and also the shepherd, and there must be unity, and when there is no unity, he must go back to the apostle, and he makes the unity again. Take time, close your eyes, and be touched by the Holy Spirit, and that you will stand under the leadership and the leader of the church. And the leaders must be obedient. You must obey the elders. And we must struggle, but the Lord will lift us up. And I ask that you will take time for yourself to ask the Lord if you are a leader and or if you are only a servant. Not to consume, but to take your place in the church. Let's be silent. Thank you, Lord, that you will send your Spirit and touch hearts here and at home, whether you watch television. I will end with Ephesians. Ephesians 1, verse 15. Ephesians 1, verse 15 to 23. But when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not consult any man, for nor did I go to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went immediately into Arabia and later turned on to Damascus. Then 3 days I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted to Peter. And to see what they, only to hear report the man they were for. Sorry. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which is exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything in the church, which is his body, and the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.